Back at it. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Of course, we are St. Louis's home for Chiefs football. And what an odd victory for the Chiefs yesterday. Odd in just the sense of the box score. I think anybody who would have seen a box score that includes Patrick Mahomes throwing for just 154 yards, not throwing a single touchdown, yet throwing two interceptions and playing on the road in San Francisco. I think most people are thinking, all right, Kansas City's getting handed their first loss of the year. Nope, not only did they won by 10, 28-18, to talk about that and all things Chiefs football. Happy to welcome on a sports writer with the Kansas City Star. He is Blair Kirkhoff. You follow him on Twitter at Blair Kirkhoff. Blair, thanks for coming back on the program. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was great. In addition, he had Mahomes, the lowest passer rating game of his career. So in the regular season. So a lot of things seemingly working against the Chiefs on Sunday.
Yeah, and look, he did it on the ground a little bit, running for 39 yards and running for a touchdown. Obviously, the defense did a nice job as well, but I'm not trying to be, arrogant on behalf of the Kansas City Chiefs, but it almost feels like a lot of things can go wrong for them, and they're still finding ways to win.
No, that's a good description. It's true. Injuries are piling up. Mahomes not playing the way we're used to seeing him play, at least in the passing game. But they're doing some things really well. Their defense overall has been excellent. I'd stack it up with any defense in the NFL right now. The running game has been exceptional in the last few weeks. They rushed for 186 yards on Sunday, and Kareem Hunt has been a kind of a revelation in his second term with the Chiefs. So they're doing things to, kind of winning a little bit of old school way. Somebody likened it to the Marty Schottenheimer era of Chiefs games, where they won a lot of, they won a lot of games, won some division titles, but could never win a playoff game. Well, the Chiefs are playing a lot like they did last year when Mahomes did not have a great passing season, but they ended up winning all the playoff games. So it's been interesting to see this team in something of a transition.
Do you feel like defenses are selling out against the pass, allowing the Chiefs to run the ball, or is it more a case that the Chiefs don't really have a great receiving group right now? They didn't in the first place, and some guys are banged up. Which one of those two things, if one of those two things, is leading to this style of offense that they're going with right now?
Yeah, I'd say it's more the latter. I just don't think they have the horses at wide receiver, and they certainly don't have the players that they had and planned to have going into the season. You make the offseason move to bring in Hollywood Brown, and then Rashee Rice is coming off a really solid rookie season, and then you draft Xavier Worthy with your first round pick, the speedster from Texas, and you can see what the Chiefs were trying to do there. They're trying to regain something of the form that they had in the Tyreek Hill days, where they had great speed at the position, and then give Mahomes multiple weapons. Well, Hollywood Brown is injured on the first play of the preseason, and he's out for the year. And Rashee Rice gets in, a few games, and then he bangs his knee on Mahomes' helmet trying to make a tackle after a Mahomes interception, and looks like he's out for the year. And so now they're down to Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman. And then in the first, the series against the 49ers, Smith-Schuster aggravates a hamstring injury, and he's lost for the rest of the game, and we know at least one more week. So it is a new cast or a different cast than what the Chiefs were planning on having going into the season. They also weren't planning on having Kareem Hunt, and he's played really well. And they are operating behind an offensive line, especially the interior guys, Creed Humphrey in the middle, and Trey Smith and Joe Tooney, who are probably having collectively the best year of their careers.
We've already seen two top-tier receivers get traded. Amari Cooper goes to Buffalo, makes an immediate impact. Davante Adams goes to the Jets, does not make an immediate impact. I know up against the cap, things like that, it's not going to be easy, but do you see the Chiefs making a move to bring in a receiver who can help out this offense?
They could. It's possible. And they have done that in each of the last 2 years. They brought in Mecole Hardman, you know, a Chief who they had, they didn't retain, signed with the Jets, but the Chiefs traded back to get him after week six a year ago. And then 2 years ago, they traded for Kadarius Toney, brought him in. So each of the last 2 years, the Chiefs have done that. Now, with the Chiefs offense, if they go outside to bring in a wide receiver, it's going to take a while for that player to get up to speed. And as you mentioned, you know, the big names are off the market of Amari Cooper, Davante Adams. Not that the Chiefs were able to ever going to afford either one of those what they have left on the salary cap. But a second line wide receiver is a possibility. But I think the more likely scenario, at least in the immediate future, like this week, I just suspect they'll call somebody up from the practice squad, a player like Justin Ross, who has taken snaps with the Chiefs in regular season last year, and then a wide receiver named Nico Remigio, who's been sort of a fan favorite at training camp and has played well in the preseason, but hasn't been able to work his way up to the 53-man roster in the 2 years he's been with the Chiefs. So, the trade deadline's not until early November, so there's still, you know, a couple of weeks for that to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if this week they didn't add somebody from the practice squad.
A couple more moments with Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star talking Chiefs football. With Andy Reid overseeing the offense and then defense coordinator Steve Spagnuolo running that defense, is there a better kind of, you know, two-headed monster in the NFL right now when it comes to figureheads of an offense and a defense on one single team?
No, there really isn't. And Andy Reid's, you know, his bona fides are well established, right? Steve Spagnuolo is, you know, every season it just keeps getting better and better. And everybody, you know, everybody in St. Louis knows what kind of person he is from his time there with the Rams. And of course, his years with the New York Giants, we got to hear Tom Brady talking about it on the broadcast yesterday, how effective Spagnuolo defense was in the Super Bowl against him. So, he really is a master, and you get all the players. I don't know where else this happens, but to a man, the Chiefs, the defensive personnel just sings his praises. So, you know, I hope for his sake, he wants to become a head coach again, and I hope he gets that opportunity after this year. He already has 4 Super Bowl rings, more than any other coordinator in NFL history. I don't know what else he has to prove here in Kansas City. Could get a 5th ring. I mean, that's entirely possible. But the defense that he puts together and coordinates is just, like I said, it was great last year, and I think it's a tick better this time.
You never look over anybody in the NFL. Any team can beat any team any given Sunday. We know all the cliches. That being said, really, if the Chiefs do what they're supposed to do, their next challenge would probably come up, with all due respect to the Raiders, Buccaneers, and Broncos. And Buccaneers and Broncos are having nice seasons, but that November 17th game against the Bills is probably the one that people are already circling. Certainly the folks in Buffalo are circling that one. Is that the next kind of litmus test type game for this team?
It is. I mean, they'll tell you inside the office is that the last time the Chiefs lost a game was to the Las Vegas Raiders in Arrowhead on Christmas Day last year. They've won 12 in a row since, but they were a big favorite that day and ended up getting beat. Now, Aiden O'Connell, who was the quarterback for the Raiders that day, is out with a broken thumb, and Gardner Minshew is the quarterback. I don't see the Chiefs having a problem. They were 9.5-point favorite on Sunday. I think they take care of business. I'll be interested in watching the Bucs tonight against the Ravens, because the Bucs can be they can be a talented team. But yeah, for all intents and then the Broncos, you know, they might end up being the second best team in the AFC West this year. But that game in Buffalo will be a great game. Buffalo has owned the Chiefs during the regular season as much as the Chiefs have owned the Bills during the playoffs. So that'll be one hot ticket in Week 10 with the Bills and the Chiefs.
Blair Kirchhoff writes about Kansas City sports for the Kansas City Star. We love being able to talk with him. He's on Twitter at Blair Kirchhoff. Blair, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy watching Monday Night Football tonight, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Take care.
You bet. Very good. That's Blair Kirchhoff joining us on the program, and we appreciate him spending some time with us today. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to jump back into the Cardinals. If you want to text in real quick, we don't have a ton of time for this in our next segment. Might have time for some phone calls next hour, but if you want to text in your thoughts on John Jay in, Willie McGee reassigned in the organization to a front office role, you can text in or tweet in for that matter. If you text in, it's 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900 is how you text in or tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Are you sad about Willie McGee not being part of the Major League staff anymore? Are you excited about somebody like John Jay rejoining the organization and a guy who comes from now the, I guess, the Skip Schumacher tree, if that is such a thing? People talk all the time about Skip. Everybody wants Skip to take over in St. Louis. Well, you don't get Skip, but you get one of his coaches. And what are your thoughts on the news of the day when it comes to the Cardinals coaching? We'll discuss that coming up in just a moment or so. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.